thank everybody for coming out. I really appreciate it. I see a lot of people I know, and I really, friends and everybody. Thank you. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it, and I hope you also stick around for the next group, because this is a really fine group of young musicians. The last piece we're going to do is a brand new piece that I wrote for this this group and for this concert, and it's kind of dedicated to Jeff Beer.
Jeff is the sound
guy.
He's
always here. He's helping me out every time, and he's recording. And he brought back
the beers have arrived.
Gongs from Bali for us, so we had to put him to good use. So. thank you again, DiLorenzo. Yes. Nicholas Gajewski. I'm Kathy Kelly. Please stick around. We'll have a short break, and then it's Lorenzi, Ernst, and Green. You do not want to miss this, so stay put.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
What do you think?
I'm blown away.
So, a couple things. That's Capone's table over there, and it looks like they reserved it, which is stellar. So if you kind of see the door to the right, you see the restroom doors, and then there's a door.
So kind of fake. You wouldn't know it was a door unless you
exactly.
knew it.
Exactly. Do you see it there on the right?
Yeah, I do. I can see it. Yeah.
That's the getaway door. You can kind of see it there. What we're drinking here is called a half-acre daisy cutter.
I like it.
It's a pale ale. It's made by Half Acre Brewery, which is just down the street. This is one of Melissa's favorite beers.
It's the second beer in Chicago that I've had. First was Revolution, that I have really particularly loved. And it's got a fruity edge to it, which is what I think makes it
interesting.
Fantastic.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that is...
Did I say apricots or peaches? I can't remember now.
Just probably very apricots. Absolutely. So another couple of things I want to point out in here. So the light fixtures are all still original. The bulbs that they use are still Edison bulbs. The bulbs are still Edison bulbs. And so when they go out, they only buy Edison bulbs to replace them. All the artwork is still original, completely untouched. There's been no restoration or anything. Completely untouched on the walls.
Well, I suppose 100 years before.
They're scenes of Chicago, are they?
These are scenes of old Chicago that would be... This is Lake Michigan, well before the city was ever established. And I'm not quite sure what that one would be.
Right, that's a bridge, an old bridge over a rushing... That's something coming down from mountains. But tell me, on the left-hand side of the stage is a statue of a bare-breasted woman carrying fruit and a man in a white shirt.
Von Freeman. He's a Chicago jazz musician. Really well-known to Chicagoans. I'm not quite sure how well he's known around...
To me, totally unknown,
okay.
Right? But anyway, did you say the name again?
Von Freeman, V-O-N Freeman. If you Google him, he's a well-known character in Chicago.
What instrument did he play? He's carrying a sax.
I think he was an alto sax or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's carrying a sax, yeah. Yeah.
He's got Von
Freeman written on the side, right.
And to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure if he's still alive or not.
But, right.
But the stage is still 100% original, untouched.
Wow. So this is what Al Capone would have seen and what others would have seen. Who are some other famous people? I mean, have the American presidents come to visit here?
I would be very surprised if anyone not famous hasn't been here. This is a...
If anyone... Has Frank Sinatra been here?
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yes, absolutely. So during the 50s and 60s, Green Mill was also very, very famous amongst baseball players.
Babe Ruth would have been here?
More than likely, yes. Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig, all of the old baseball players.
Would Dave Brubeck ever have played here? Sorry, I'm just cutting
Dave
across.
Dave Brubeck, I would be... You know, I would guess that yes, he has. We could probably ask or look up a roster of the famous people that have played here.
And we could probably wiki it.
And what we could do is make an episode 5 and just read off the names of the people.
Oh, if we could get a roster and read off the names, that would be stunning. In fact, you could get it on your phone. And
you can also see here, right in the middle, on the back side of the bar, you can see some Al Capone memorabilia and pictures of him up here.
Can we just go and look? Just come with me and point them out to me so that I won't make a mistake, but I'm just intrigued by this. What are we looking at? I see a flag of the United States. There's a double bass. Oh, thank you so much. I've come all the way from Cork and I am blown away. The way you related to the other people was just a revelation to me, right?
I'm no
jazz expert, I'm nothing, but it made the notion of riffing off other people come alive to me in a way I've never seen before.
Wow. Well, that's what I'm interested in, you know.
how the instruments blend.
You look like you were playing with your body, your mind, and your soul.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, can you just say your name so that people... I'm recording this. I just wanted to get your name.
Yeah, it's Dan DiLorenzo. DiLorenzo.
DiLorenzo, standard. Yeah, DiLorenzo. I'm Paul O'Mahony from Ireland. Thank you so very much. It was wonderful. My very first time in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Where's that man gone to? Where is Jeremy gone to? I'm walking now here.
Got it.
I got a quick word with Stan DiLorenzo.
Okay, the upright player.
Yeah, what a player. I haven't seen anyone use their body while playing a musical instrument in the way he did. His eyes came out of his head.
So we're looking at the bar. The bar is still original, completely untouched. Even the cash register is still original. Wood.
Oh, wow, an original
cash register. We have the Schlitz statue, and Schlitz is an original Chicago beer. And today you can get a pint for $2. And we can get these
at giveaway.
Places. It's a giveaway. And it's not the best beer in the world. It's, I would say, in most places, dog piss would taste better, but...
But is it the beer for the masses? Is it like? Is it a bit like the Volkswagen?
A long time ago, it was the cheapest beer that you can make as fast as possible, right? So all the light fixtures here are all still original, completely untouched. And this is the most beautiful
thing. This place is all hand-painted, isn't it?
So this is incredibly interesting. This is a piece of woodwork that's carved out and painted. And you can see that there's little sort of poem lines written about different people that were affiliated with his... with his outfit.
Hold on, let me just read one of these, Jeremy. You can read another one. Big Al was ingesting spaghetti. Machine gun McGorn strangled.
Strangely still.
Yeah. Told Joe E, you look like confetti if you try to quit the green mill.
Lovely.
Mill rhyming with still and confetti rhyming with spaghetti.
You got it. And then over here we've got, well, everyone was in an uproar with gun moles falling, left falling right, and Danny Cohen's dog barking loudly and the cat scampering out of sight. So all of these names, Danny Cohen, Machine Gun McGurn, Big Al refers to Al Capone, Joe E., Joe Epstein, these are all people that he...
When into the green mill the cops burst, swinging their sticks, it's a raid. Said Captain O'Brien, you forgot us. This month we haven't been paid.
That's lovely.
Wow. The original.
You can see all the
something
original wooden
artwork. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You can see Capone sitting here.
That's Capone. Did he always wear a tie or a bow tie?
Head to toe, all the time. With flashy rings and diamonds and brass and
did
gold.
He always have more than one woman with him, or was he a one-woman person?
No, he was definitely not a one-woman person. He was in love with only one woman, but he had many friends.
What was
friends.
Her name?
I completely forgot. Okay. We could pull that out. I'll actually show you the table that he would frequent when he was here as a patron, and the table he would frequent when it was only his room all alone.
This place is... you can hear the buzz.
This is his table. Would we like to sit? This is where he would sit when he would have his cronies, and that's where he would sit when he was having private business.
There's no chance we can move from there to here, is there?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Could we? Let's move to Al Capone's seat.
It's right next to us.
We're now moving quickly. The beers and the stuff... Everybody's getting into place. Stunning. Okay.
I'll get a picture of you. Do you have a camera? Oh, and by the way, are you still recording or no?
I am, yeah. Okay. I'll stop the recording if you like, yeah?
I'd like to get this framed for my house. I love this. Put this in a picture and put it in my house.
It's what I do in
I love it. I do the
music.
Same thing too. You know what I do?
Are you serious?
When I go to like New York City or something and I'm looking over a park, I'll find someone walking right? And I trace them on paper, the direction in which they're walking, out of vision. So I'm only looking forward, and I trace them out. If someone walks in front of me, I trace them going straight, and I sort of mimic, and you can look at the direction of people's walking behavior. It's fascinating. But you're doing it for music, it's great.
I'll tell you what you do, Jeremy. I will cut this out of my book.
Please do.
Give it to you as a gift.
Love
right?
it. I would love
All
it.
I want is a photograph of it to take away.
Of course.
Right?
Of
you
course.
Can have the original,
okay.
right?
Perfect. We
right?
can scan it and make it look even better than a picture.
Oh, you can do. You can blow it okay. up to it. You can make it. You can do whatever you like.
All right, let's get a picture. Next.
Of what? Yeah. Yeah. If I had my hat, I could be Al Capone and you could be my mall.
One without the flash
then. Yeah. And this is
flash
now,
is very bright in general.
It is, yeah. But note the way he's using the camera. I've never seen an iPhone use the camera. You, of course, shoot from the hip, don't you? That is it. I have a bit more charge. Have you? You've got some charge on yours? Right. Okay. Clever way of using the camera.
Lovely.
I'm gonna go for this
we need to
shooting
this.
From the hip. Oh, yeah.
Capone's seat, mill in wow. the back, I love it.
Look, if I only knew it was going to be like this, I would have dressed up. I would have gone to a costume shop and got a double-breasted jacket, right? Just
people,
for fun.
People come here and they do that.
Oh, but of course. Oh. But what?
They're called zoot suits.
They're called what?
Zoot suits.
Zoot suits, okay.
The pinstripes, big breasts, the big fedora. Cigar and all of that.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording, right? But we will record more as the music resumes. Okay, wonderful.